Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to listen to the Roman Show.
The most informative show in mixed martial arts and pro wrestling on the net. Award-winning journalist Rodolfo Roman tackles and gets down to the nitty-gritty of the sport with exclusive interviews. Sit back, relax, stay up to date. Let the Roman Show inform you. Call in live to participate. 714-868-0222. Let the Roman Show begin.
I'm doing it because we're in celebration of the Miami Heat. I am a big Miami Heat fan. We are from Miami.
Yeah, congratulations on your big win.
Thank you. Thank you. I know folks out there in the Northeast, well, they don't like us too much. But, yes, we are rooting, well, I am rooting personally for the Miami Heat. We hope we defeat the Thunder, although pretty much all of the United States wants us to lose. But, heck, I hope we
prove everyone. Not Johnny Knockout. Don't worry. I'm on your side.
Thank you, Johnny. I really appreciate that. Although I went to New York last year with a LeBron James jersey, and they wouldn't even help me out at the subway station. So, but
well,
I think
they don't help you out on the subway station if you're wearing a Knicks jersey. It's really no different. People here in New York are mostly rude. So,
well, Johnny, man, thanks so much again for joining us again. We were supposed to be on last week, and the bet was that you weren't going to say any cuss words. So let's see if we could carry on to this show.
Okay. It's a new week, though.
Huh?
It's a new week.
It is a new week.
Last week
what the hell? Yeah, I guess. I mean, if you give it a shot, I just don't want to tease the fans, you know what I mean? I am drinking my cocoa water, so you could pick on me today, Johnny. I know. I was drinking these weird
water?
Things.
Okay,
yeah, coconut water.
Okay.
Yeah.
Try
You're not a big fan of cocoa water?
I like Coke Zero myself.
Coke Zero? No, I'm not a coconut water.
Yeah.
Well, guys, man, welcome so much for joining us. We got lots to speak about as we've been off for a week. But tonight we have two Resistance Pro talent going to be joining us. Melanie Cruz, the Resistance Pro Women's Champion, will be on the line in just a few minutes as she will defend her title against TNA knockout Angelina Love. This Friday at the Excalibur Nightclub at 632 North Dearborn Street in Chicago, Illinois. You can get your tickets at resistancepro.com. Also on that card, Robert Anthony will be on that program as well. The Eagle Robert Anthony will be on that show. And it's this Friday night at the Resistance Pro event, coming live from Chicago, Illinois. And then in between, we're going to have Pablo Marquez. He's the former ECW wrestler. He also worked for, at the time, the World Wrestling Federation, now the World Wrestling Entertainment. And you saw him in action a couple of times out there. He fought great wrestlers in ECW. He was trained by Taz, Perry Saturn, some of the original guys of ECW. And now he runs a company down here, CCW, who he also owns or runs a training facility in pro wrestling. So we got some nice guests here tonight. Johnny, you ready, my man?
Oh, always, buddy. I'm ready.
Awesome, Johnny. So let's go ahead and do this. Let's welcome in our first guest, the beautiful and talented Melanie Cruz. Melanie, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
All right, Melanie. Welcome. You're on with Johnny Knockout and Rodolfo Roman here on the program, The Roman Show. You got a big match coming up this Friday.
Yes, I do.
Tell us a little about your fighting. You're wrestling Angelina Love for the title. Another beautiful talent as well. What can people expect from you this Friday night?
They'll expect what they've always seen, me beating people up.
Now,
it's definitely going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. And you've been in the business for some time now, wrestling in several promotions. You were out there in TNA, and Johnny himself, who train out there in several wrestling promotions, but will tell you how hard it is to get in the business. But can you tell us a little bit about your insight in the business? How different is it compared from a male to a female in the world of pro wrestling?
It's definitely harder being a female in this business, just because it is a man's business. It's guys are a dime a dozen, girls it's hard to come across. So, I mean, I've had the honor of being trained very well, making great contacts and getting my name out there, but it's super, super hard coming across like girls that really have a passion for it, not just to do it.
Absolutely. And Donnie, you have a question for Melanie.
Yeah. How long have you been training, and where are you out of mostly?
I've been in this crazy business for 5 years, and I'm actually out of Chicago.
Oh, very cool. Everyone knows.
Absolutely. And now, Melanie, come this Friday night at the Excalibur Nightclub, working with Resistance Pro. I know you got Billy Corgan of the Smashing Pumpkins, who runs the promotion, which is very unique. You know, I've seen a couple of the shows on DVDs, and it's a whole different spectacle. Very entertaining, very different. Tell me about working with the company.
I absolutely love working for this company. It's the atmosphere, the feeling, everything is so much different. It's so, like, warm and welcoming, and everyone is there to have fun. No one's there to, like, cause problems or out for themselves. Everyone's there to make everyone better, and that's something that's really hard to come across in this business.
And Johnny could attest to that, because he's had this few confrontations in the locker room, right, Johnny?
It certainly put me on the spot right now. No, I mean, I'm a guy that always speaks up for himself. So, you know, a lot of times in wrestling, you'll get a lot of guys that'll just, yes, 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 I'll do whatever you say. And then when you got a guy like me who happens to voice his opinion, albeit respectfully, sometimes that can lead to confrontation. More or less guys have egos. And, you know, I'm not saying I don't, but I know how to keep mine in check. And a lot of the times, I've been in this longer, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, you could be in it for 13 years. If I have a better opinion or idea, then, you know, let's just kind of weigh it out, you know. I'm not saying I'm always right, but, yeah, it leads to confrontation. What about that with you, Melanie? Have any run-ins out in, well, you say everybody gets along in Resistance Pro, but other than that, you have any good, like, head-butting stories?
No, for the most part, I've been blessed. I'm not coming across any problems yet. But, I mean, it could happen anywhere. But like I said, I've been very fortunate to be around a lot of great people.
Now, Melanie, you know, go ahead, Johnny.
No, I'm saying that's good to hear. You know, that's awesome. I mean, you know, wherever you go, you're always going to run into something. But it should be universal, you know, brotherhood, sisterhood kind of thing. But I guess just everybody's fighting for a spot. At least that's what my experience is like.
Right. Well, Melanie, let's talk a little bit about yourself as far as how you got into this business. Can you take us back as far as, you know, what was the reaction of your parents? You said, you know, I'm going to become a pro wrestler. And what was the inspiration behind you joining this profession, being a professional wrestler?
Actually, there was a promotion kind of around town that my brother joined. And he was only in it for a little bit because he was in college football and stuff. But I would just go to the shows and talk to people, and once I went to the shows, I finally, like, realized that I actually could get into it. Because before that, it was just like a dream. It was like some fantasy. And once seeing, like, local indie shows, it was just like an eye-opener that, oh, my God, I can do this. And it's ever since then, I've never looked back.
And now there's a couple of promotions out there that are based on all female. I know you also wrestle for Shimmer, Women Athletes, and also POWW Entertainment. There's another one that comes to mind. It's WOW. It's a very big, well-known all-women's promotion that now is trying to make a comeback. But we're and you know, obviously the WWE, they have their Divas division, and TNA, they have their Knockout division. What do you think is their current status on women's wrestling? Do you think that they should give it more, a little bit more time? I mean, I remember when they had the Medusas, the Luna Vachans, you know, these ladies were all given more opportunity, more of a chance, I would say, than now. Although TNA does give a lot of attention to the Knockouts. But what's your opinion on the current status of women's wrestling?
I think that the women's wrestling definitely has gone down in the last couple years. But I feel like Billy Corgan, TNA tried, they're trying to bring that back. I mean, it's really hard when it was pretty much almost gone for a while. But having a, like the Billy Corgans and stuff that believe so strongly in the women's wrestling, it gives hope. I mean, it's not all about looks in that ring. I mean, you got to be able to wrestle, and as we see on TV, it's not always that way, but, I mean, I'm hopefully trying to change that.
Absolutely. And now, for females, you say it's difficult. You say it's hard. But what does it take for a female wrestler to definitely put her name out there? Considering that most of the guys get most of the time. But what star ability do you have to get the attention of the fans or the promoter to get you out there to the top?
I mean, I actually have it kind of easy because I am like 6 foot. I'm a bigger girl. I'm pretty much double the size of most girls that are in the business. And that's the advantage I've had. But, I mean, I've busted my butt for years. I mean, I went to five practices a week. And it's just, if you want it, you'll get it.
And any injuries you sustained during your time in the world of professional wrestling?
Plenty. The worst is actually I had my teeth knocked out in a match.
Oh, boy.
So
you had to get new teeth.
Worst.
You had to get did you get brand new teeth, or did you were able to fix them and use the ones that you had originally?
No, they're actually all new.
Oh boy, Johnny, what can you say to that, dude?
Well, I've been thinking about adding a mouth guard to my gear, just you know, prevention. And now that you know Melanie's telling us this, I think that's more of a reason why I'm going to do it. How did that happen to you?
It was actually in a match. It was pure randomness. It wasn't on purpose or anything. It was, went to pick the girl up, and she jumped up and top of her head hit my mouth. I mean, it was just like a freak accident.
Wow.
But, I mean, that's the price you pay for being in this business, and honestly, I would do it all over again. I would get my teeth knocked out again to stay in this business. It's the passion I have.
Did you keep your cool, or did you, you know, get a little slap in there, just an extra strength on it?
No, actually, I finished the match. The ref, no one else knew what happened until I actually got in the back. So, I mean, it comes with wrestling. I know that. It's the business that I choose to be in. So
it's a good attitude to have, you know. Is that the last thing a wrestling locker room or a wrestling promoter wants to hear? Is that anybody bitches and complains? Oh, there I went. I cursed. Me and Roman, I couldn't curse for the whole show. I guess I just ruined it.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, we're having a bet, Melanie, that Johnny can curse the entire show, which is about an hour
from,
or so.
That must be hard.
So he lost
it. Your attitude is pretty good. The fact that you're tenacious, you know, it sounds like you are, so that's good.
Thank
that's
you.
A good quality to have, especially if you're a woman coming up, you know, you show that you belong, you know?
Yes, and that's what I try to prove every time I step in that ring. I belong in this world, and I'm going to prove it every time I have the chance.
That is being a coming from a lady, you know, teeth knocked out. I mean, that's a big deal.
I was involved in an intergender wrestling tournament like a couple of months ago. I would have loved to have Melanie on my side. Anybody that gets their teeth knocked out and still smiling about it, that's kind of wicked. I would like to have somebody like that on my end, you know?
You know, and that's a good point you brought up of the intergender, Johnny. I know yesterday there was an intergender match on Raw, but you know there used to be a lot more about these sorts of matches, and they will build it up a lot more, especially if you have couples. Do you think that helps as far as the women's division, Melanie, pairing up the guys and the girls together in a match?
I mean, it definitely adds a different edge to it. I mean, I've been in tons of intergender matches, and I've actually had a ton of fun with them. It's like I aspire to be as great as some of the guys that I've wrestled with, and to be like that's my chance to get in the ring with the guys. And so, I mean, I've trained with only guys, so that's what I'm used to.
Wow! So they all look at you like your little sister.
Pretty yes. 100%. Well, kind of a big sister. I'm bigger than most of the guys, so.
You can beat them up. Well, Melanie Cruz, she'll be in action this Friday, guys, at the Excalibur Nightclub of Resistance Pro. That's in Chicago, Illinois, 632 North Dearborn Street. She'll be wrestling against Angelina Love. Now, have you ever wrestled Angelina Love? I know you had a little run out there in TNA, but what can you tell us about her?
I actually have not stepped in the ring with her yet, and I'm looking so much forward to it.
If you were to rewind the clock, Melanie, looking back at some of the women wrestlers that have paved the way for you guys, who would you wrestle?
100%, it would be Lita. Lita has been my biggest inspiration for the women.
How so?
She was, if you look at all the girls today and then look at her, she stood out. She wasn't afraid to show who she really was, and she didn't go along the lines of, like, the Barbie doll type, so, and that's what I love about her.
Absolutely. Well, guys, check out Melanie Cruz this Friday night at the Excalibur Nightclub as she puts the title on the line against Angelina Love this Friday night, 632 North Dearborn Street, Chicago, Illinois. Bell time, 7:30 p.m. You can get your tickets at resistancepro.com. Melanie, can folks follow you on Twitter or on Facebook?
Yes, Melanie Cruz, 77 on Twitter. And then just type in Melanie Cruz for Facebook and I'll pop up.
Melanie, 77 on Facebook. So on Twitter, sorry. So you can check her out there and as far as keep up to date as her matches and so forth. Now, you pretty much have a match every weekend?
Yes, I'm somewhere every weekend.
And then mostly in the Midwest area, in Chicago, or?
Yeah, for the most part, it's in the Midwest, and then Tennessee a lot, so.
Gotcha. Well, I hope to see you soon in the year, maybe over there in New York or in Florida, Melanie.
Hopefully. I've only wrestled once in Florida, and I've never been in New York yet, so.
Well, if you're ever in New York, look up Johnny Naka. You got a buddy now in New York, so.
All right, sounds good.
Melanie, well, good luck this Friday night on defending that title, and we hope to see you in action in Chicago at 632 North Dearborn Street at Excalibur Nightclub, the Resistance Pro event. Good luck this Friday, Melanie.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Have a good day.
No prisoners.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Melanie. All right, Johnny, well, we're back at it again. Melanie, wow, man.
Nice girl, man. She
woman's chat, very nice girl.
Very enthused. I could hear a smile on her face through her voice, through everything she says. That's cool, man.
Wow, you know what it is to get your, teeth knocked out? I mean, for a guy, it's already like, gosh, I lost one of my teeth. And then for a lady, whew.
Yeah, that's one of my biggest fears in life. In fact, well, I mean, I'm not really afraid of anything, but if there was one thing I would try to avoid, it would be doing that, losing my teeth.
Don't they say that if you dream you lose your teeth, that's not a good sign?
I've never dreamed that, so I don't plan. I had a dream that I cut my hair off last night, though. That kind of scared me. I woke up, and the first thing I did was put my hand on my head. And I was like, ooh, thank God.
Well, Johnny, we heard a sighting that our good friend, Dave Goldstein, is down here in South Florida. He had been running away from the Miami Zombie. I'm sure you heard of the Miami Zombie. I'm sure the entire world heard about him. But he had been running away from the Miami Zombie, and apparently now he is enjoying, I guess, Goldstein, are you in the arena there? What are you waiting for the basketball game? What exactly are you doing, Goldstein?
I'm here waiting for the show to start. Can't wait to see our beautiful Miami Heat beat those Oklahoma Thunders.
We're gonna give
Miami Heat. We're gonna give a reality check to the Oklahoma.
Uh huh.
Okay, this guy's a little messed up. Goldstein, are you gonna be all right? Because every time we spoke to him, I think about 2-3 weeks ago, he was fine. He was sober. They were giving him some medicine, and now he's back on it again. What do you drink, actually, man? What is your favorite drink?
Vodka.
Oh no.
Yeah, geez. He thinks he's Russian, but he's actually.
Where are you originally from,
Goldstein?
Where am I originally from?
Right.
What? I was born here in Fort Lauderdale.
I thought he was from the Milwaukee Brewery. I could say that. Easy for me to say.
Goldstein, I'm hoping you drink.
You believe that?
I'm hoping you feel better, man, because I'm a little worried for you. Every time we have you on the show, you don't know where you're standing. You're always lost.
Well, all I know is that when the Heat starts making those threes, I'm going to chug down a shot of vodka.
Oh,
you down
that.
With me, Roman?
Right. I heard that you were sharing a room in one of the hospitals with a Miami zombie victim, that he's a Heat fan. Is that true?
He was a couple of rooms down from me. I was trying to get a peek, but had a lot of security there, and I didn't want those cops or the nurse to see that I was walking with a little bottle right next to me. So, but guy's face didn't look that good, and they showed a picture on the news of the reconstruction of his face and give it up to Jackson Memorial Hospital that they're doing a hell of a good job on that.
You know, I wonder, Johnny, how much of a percentage his lungs work, because every time he speaks, it's kind of like he takes like this deep breath, you know?
Who's this? Goldstein?
Yeah.
I wonder, does he... You know, hairspray is not supposed to be sprayed in the mouth, buddy.
I don't know.
It takes him about... I think that's what... It's a combination of that and menthols that's just ruining your esophagus.
It takes him like 5 seconds to say a word, because those 5 seconds are dedicated to breathing in the air. Yeah. Does he get you like a mask on, like an oxygen mask, Goldstein?
We need to get him running on a treadmill. We need to wind this boy a little bit.
Yeah.
So that he sweats out all that excess vodka and he just cleans himself up.
I can
help you out with that. I'm a treadmill breaker. I'm running on 14 speed, baby. 5 incline.
Right, I saw that you posted, I think it was in a video or a tweet, that you were pretty much annihilating that treadmill.
Yeah, I rape it. I rape that treadmill. I make passionate lovemaking sessions to those treadmills. I brought it out.
Hey, Ghosty, you think you'll be put up to the test if Johnny invites you on a treadmill?
Oh, treadmills. Oh, I got to try once.
I don't know if he'd be up to the test, the Johnny Knockout workout. I give the little finger to the treadmill. I'm running. I'm, you know, just giving it the suck it sign. Everybody in the gym thinks I'm a nut job, but you know what? That's fine. I get it done.
Yeah.
And you know something? When it's all said and done and the treadmill tells me to cool down, I point back at the treadmill. I'm like, you cool down. I just keep going. I find something else to annihilate.
Well, maybe I'll make sure that...
We need to get Goldstein on the straight and narrow.
Well, man, get the vodka, and we'll make sure to send out some zombies over there so you can run away and maybe it'll work out your lungs.
No! Wait.
What? I don't even know what the heck he said. We'll check with you soon, Goldstein.
You're giving every horror movie fan a chubby by talking about zombies.
I don't know.
It's ridiculous what this world is coming to. It's called drugs, people. Clean up your life.
Zombies? So you got zombies down here in Florida. Then you got porn actors chopping up, killing people, and then shipping out parts of the body.
What?
Yeah, you didn't hear that news?
No, I did not. I stay away from
it. Yeah, it's a porn actor. Who?
Anyone I know?
He dated, his boyfriend.
Oh, it's a dude? Oh, forget it.
Yeah,
if it was a chick, I might know her. I'm like addicted to porn.
He killed. That's like a cheap plug to porn. Maybe we should look into some porn advertising.
I have a friend that's in the porn business, and you know what? Every time I read a post of his, I vomit. Disgusting. What a disgusting lifestyle. They call themselves professionals? You're not a professional. You're a dirtbag. You're a dirtbag that makes money. No offense to my buddy, but,
it's a cheap way of making money.
It's the worst, but, one of the worst ways of making money.
Yes. But so this guy, he killed his boyfriend and he chopped him up and then he sent parts of his body to several governments, government buildings in Canada, and they found him somewhere in Europe, and now they're gonna extradite him to Canada. That's the story there. So you're getting all these cannibal, and it's literally have become the Night of the Living Dead here, or the Walking Dead. I don't know what's going on with the world, Johnny.
You know what? It was in a messed up place beforehand. It's just continuing to go downward. I mean, I'm a positive guy, too, but, I call a spade a spade. I live in reality. I don't sugarcoat anything, but this is getting ridiculous by the day. I did not know that, and now that I'm aware of that, it's going to make me even less patient with people. In New York, I just read somebody manhandled a woman and just threw her on a subway track, and
wow.
Then everybody says, I have no patience when I go out. Hell, I'm ready for it, This is a sick world we're living in, but,
It is pretty nasty, so you got to make sure, like they say on that show, The Walking Dead or The Living Dead, shoot for the head.
Shoot for the head. Walking
shoot
Dead.
Shoot for the head. Hey, guys, follow the action.
I've never seen the show, but I hear it's big.
Yeah, I heard it. I actually caught a little bit of it, and I'm not a big fan of this horror thing, but it seemed pretty cool. Hey, guys, follow the conversation, the action on Twitter, #Roman Show or at RomanDH or at JKO Reality, and you can just go ahead and talk to us here any other time. Any comments? Johnny, by the way, we hear that you were in a confrontation over the weekend in New York. What's going on with that?
Well, without getting too far into it, I'm a man of my word. When I say that I'm out for retribution and making the wrong things right, I'm 129% dead-ass serious. I did what I had to do this weekend. I make no regrets. I have no regrets, and I make no mistakes. So, I'm not going to get too far, and I really don't want to talk about it. Just the fact that I was in holding for 12 hours and didn't really get to eat much, well, it just added more fuel to the fire. And, all I can say is that the JKO Army in the New York chapter knows exactly what I'm talking about, and we're just getting started. So.
All right, awesome. Well, hopefully you stay safe out there, Johnny. For anything, we got your back.
I can't say the same for everybody else, but thank you. Yeah, they're going to have to be trying to get safe from me because I'm coming from what's mine, and I'm not going to stop.
Well, I'd like to tell the folks out there that, we are having some issues there with that chat room, but follow the action on Twitter, #RomanShow. Or like I mentioned, at RomanDH or at JKO Reality. And you can go ahead and mention the
information. My bad, dude.
No, go ahead.
Hashtag stop interrupting Roman. That should be my hashtag. I posted a tweet. Hashtag best original hashtag gets a retweet. So just retweet at RomanDH or at JKO Reality and we'll retweet the best original.
Sweet. Hashtag. And remember, guys, we still have Pablo Marquez, who was in ECW, and we also have none other than Robert Anthony coming up later, who will be on Resistance Pro Friday.
Egotistical Fantastical, right?
Yeah. Right. That's the gentleman's name. He'll be on the program here. Now, lots to talk about. We got a lot as far as Monday Night Raw last night. Big deal, but we're going to go to a quick short break, and we, man... Did you catch Vader? Because we need to talk about that.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I caught him.
And
good,
we also need to talk a little bit about the TNA pay-per-view this past weekend, because it was pretty good.
Nice. I didn't catch it personally, but I read up on it. So.
Let me just tell you that an amazing, amazing suplex by Kurt Angle. He did a double man suplex. He literally suplexed.
Dude.
Yeah, he did. He literally suplexed Christopher Daniels and Kaz at the same time. It was
nice.
Amazing. Yeah, I personally have never seen that. But
now,
we'll be right
I
back with
Kurt personally, and I wish I would have had more time to pick his brain. But what I did and what I had with the short time I had, I learned a lot from him. So.
Yeah, fine. All right. We'll be right back with more action here on The Roman Show after this small little break. Check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on The Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolphoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet to date. Check it out, facebook.com/TheRomanShow. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join the Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to romandh@yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, romandh@yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at romandh@yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show. Catch up with any past interviews on The Roman Show by visiting our website, RodolphoRoman.com. That's RodolphoRoman.com. Catch up on all interviews in the past The Roman Show has conducted. And if you happen to like the current show, check out The Roman Show tomorrow morning on RodolphoRoman.com. You have a business, but you have no money? Well, no worries. OchoaOnline.com has you covered. Head on over to OchoaOnline.com for the best prices. And trust me, when it comes to internet websites, these guys know how to do it. OchoaOnline.com will help you set up the best quality-based website for your business or company. OchoaOnline.com. Visit them right now at OchoaOnline.com. That's OchoaOnline.com. The official sponsor of The Roman Show website, OchoaOnline.com. Want to win some money while you watch the big fight this weekend? Head on over to CounterMove.com. That's CounterMove.com with a K.
You're listening to The Roman Show, the hottest radio sports program on the net. Call in live at 714-868-0222 or tweet us live at RomanDH. It's The Roman Show.
All right, welcome. We're back here in The Roman Show. Follow the action, hashtag Roman Show on Twitter, at RomanDH, or at JKO Reality. Johnny, we're back here in action.
Nice.
Opening up a little John Cena. You know, I like that theme song. You know, a lot of people hate John Cena and like him, but I think that song is pretty cool.
Hate's a strong word, buddy.
It is. It sure is. It sure is. But I like it, man. I think it's pretty cool, especially his entrances he has at WrestleMania. All of them are just great, you know. Except for this one, though. I thought that the WrestleMania entrance for both The Rock and Cena were a little bit overboard, you know, because you got this whole MGK guy who took like 20 minutes and then Flo Rida who took another 30.
You know what? The MGK song isn't a bad song. Don't get me wrong. I mean, they play
yeah,
it like
no,
crazy
I get you
on
that.
The radio waves here, but it's a nice song, but like, yeah, it was a little too much WrestleMania.
Yeah, it was a little. Maybe if you would have rapped to it, you know, I would have got that. But hey, let's talk about Monday Night Raw last night.
What?
Vader returned, man. He did the Vader bomb on Heath Slater. The guy looks good, you gotta admit.
It was a good match.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I really did. I'm glad Heath Slater got some offense and said it looking like a rag doll like he always does. But it was good to see Vader back. I saw him a couple weeks back in New Jersey, and man, he was good with the crowd, man. It was really, really good match that he put on. And I was really excited to see it.
And now the whole as far as storyline is that from here on to the 1,000th episode of Raw, there will be a former Raw participant from now on. So who knows who we're going to see next Monday night. So that's kind of fun.
Beautiful
to see
concept.
Tune in. Yeah,
beautiful
who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows what we're going to have. And did you see how much the crowd popped for him? So that
yeah.
tells you that, you know, the folks
it, you
that
know.
Watch wrestling in the 90s are still watching it.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely.
But
he, like I said, he's really good with the crowd too. So he brings good energy. I don't think every week he would, you know, it makes sense, especially at his age. But you know, I think once in a while it'd be good to have him around. You know?
Not a bad idea. And now it's good to point here is that Raw finished with a 3.24 cable rating for the entire 3 hours. The normal 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern time slot drew a 3.46 rating, which is up significantly from last week's 2.92. So it begs to differ that Vince McMahon and this whole, I wouldn't say the comeback here of Vader, kind of helped out the Monday Night Raw because it wasn't doing too well with the ratings. They definitely need to pick it up. I know they got a couple of men down. Del Rio went down with a concussion, so we won't be seeing him in action.
Yeah, it sucks.
And No Way Out. That's one less of a person, and obviously, well, we know what happened with Randy Orton with his wellness policy. Rey Mysterio's not there. So they need to bring up as far as some characters quickly because right now they're really just hanging around with CM Punk and Cena.
Is what they need to do.
Yes, yes. And by the way, signing new characters.
I'm gonna give Steve Kern a call. I'm gonna annoy him a little bit. We'll see what I can do on my end.
Speaking of signing, and I know we spoke about this not too long ago about you going into the TNA gut check. Just want to make a reminder: the next Tuesday, we're back at our regular time, 9:30 p.m. But we're gonna have Joey Ryan, who was on TNA gut check about 2 weeks ago when TNA went live. He was out there, and he told a thing or two to those who were going to hire him, including Al Snow and Taz. We'll get the whole scoop as far as what actually went down that night. Also, Andy Levine will be on the program the following Tuesday. So look out for him. Andy, I'm sure, has a lot to say. He was on Tough Enough. He won the competition, and then he trained at FCW. And Johnny, you met him a couple of times yourself.
Yeah, I met him at the tryout when they were giving him a look, and they were, you know, working on signing him. And this was before Tough Enough. Nice guy, you know, it was a quick interaction, and then down at Tough Enough when I was in L.A. for casting, we ran into each other at the gym, and yeah, he's a cool dude, man. I don't know him that well, but the brief interactions I did have with him, I got a good vibe from him, so I like him.
So I'm sure we'll have a couple of questions to ask him. So if you have any questions for Joey Ryan or Andy Levine, make sure you tweet it, #RomanShow, and we'll set it up here for you when these guys come on. Now, Marianne Knockout here just tweeted us that have we had the opportunity to check out Shane Helms' app for wrestling and MMA now on Androids. I personally have not. How you, Johnny?
I have not yet.
No. So, Marianne, if you want to tweet us back and kind of tell us as far as a little more detailed what it does, that'd be pretty cool.
I don't have so again, too many apps because it slows my phone down, you know.
Except for Angry Birds. You got to have Angry Birds.
Yeah.
You got to love the Angry Birds, man.
Angry Birds? Oh.
Never played the game?
Oh, yeah. I still don't know anything about that. I guess I see the T-shirts. I'm familiar with what they look like, but no, I know nothing about that. I like to work with friends. I had that downloaded until, like, five friends were playing two games at once, and that was, like, 10, 15 games at a time. I just forget it.
I know Baldwin got in trouble. I know Baldwin got in trouble with that whole word game at one of the airplanes. Do you remember that one?
Baldwin? Billy Baldwin?
Yeah. Alec Baldwin.
Oh, Alec Baldwin. What about him?
Yeah. He got in trouble. One of the stewardess told him to shut it off, and he refused to. If you ever see that commercial with Best Buy, they're always promoting the guys who invented everything. That's the joke.
Hashtag addicting app game.
Yes. Hey, quick note here on Brock Lesnar. We all remember Brock Lesnar showed up at one of the UFC pay-per-views. Then the rumor mill started, oh, he's going to come back to the UFC. Oh, he has a chance. Some started saying, is it all planned? Is it part of the script with the WWE and the UFC? Well, I actually had the opportunity to interview Dana White last week when the UFC came to town. And it was not part of the script. Brock Lesnar just showed up to the UFC. Dana White stated that he called him up. He wanted to go. They met. And Dana White stated that it was probably one of the worst meetings they have ever had. And that he had not spoken to him since.
That can mean anything. That could just mean that, hey, we didn't agree on something, you know?
I don't know, though, if Brock Lesnar would...
Could mean that Brock Lesnar ate Dana White's dinner. You know,
I don't know.
Maybe he was upset by that because he was really hungry. It can mean so many things. No.
You know, it's that after that last match with the fight with Overeem, he just didn't seem the same. And he's not going to be in No Way Out because, they really want to save his timing on his contract until the WrestleMania season. So we're going to have some time with that. I also heard it was going to come out in SummerSlam, Triple H and Brock Lesnar. But we still have not heard anything yet. Now, as far as the Pacquiao fight, did you happen to catch that fight, Johnny? Manny Pacquiao and Bradley?
No, I did not. I read about it, though. And they were talking about that dude before the fight, and he ended up winning.
Well, it was a very controversial result. It was awarded that Bradley won the fight, although many people and media state that Pacquiao won it fair and square. But during this outcome, Vince McMahon was trending on Twitter. Apparently, they're saying here that the result of people linking the bout to wrestling in which the decision was rigged. So, although this type of trending might come off as a negative press for WWE, the company is considering mentioning the fact that McMahon was trending during yesterday's Raw broadcast. So, Vince McMahon was a popular guy during the weekend with the Manny Pacquiao fight. It was very controversial. You got to see that fight, by the way.
It's an offhanded remark. I think it's a stupid remark by anybody. I mean, that's just like saying Tom Hanks wasn't really on an island for 7 years. It's just like, or 4 years, whatever the hell it was. You know,
that is interesting.
Honestly, that pisses me off. But I posted something to my Facebook and Twitter where David Schultz smacked John Stossel on the head and says, "Now feel safe." That's a regular open hand smack. Hell, I took one from Vance Archer, man. It damn near busted my ear for life. You know, this shit ain't fake. It's just, you know what, the outcome. You know, just enjoy it. Stop being a tard. And just, you know, pay a ticket, enjoy it, shut your mouth. You know?
Right. Well,
I'm like Dave Finley in the sense where I'm about ready to break somebody's thumb and ask them if that's all fake. You know? People need to grow the hell up.
Yep. Well, Shirley, we're going to be bringing in Pablo Marquez. We're going to have a CCW event here in South Florida. But just want to make one little note here.
I'm going to calm my nerves. I'm going to go get a cup of coffee.
I think the electrify your nerves. What are you talking about? You should drink some of this coconut water. It'll cool you down, man. Or tea. Or Sanka.
Tea? What am I, an Englishman?
I briefly want to speak about TNA because, as I mentioned, they had great matches out there. And they they mentioned or unveiled the first ever, the induction of the TNA Hall of Fame, which was Sting. And relative to Sting, he stated that he nearly signed with the WWE, and there was a match being planned between him and The Undertaker. He stated that that is a match that he has always wanted, Undertaker and Sting. And I think all the fans have
wanted for it.
That.
Should have signed on the dotted line.
I don't think they could agree. But
I think it seems like he's having some kind of like remorse about it. He doesn't sound like
yeah.
he's too pro TNA recently.
Yeah, well, no, he said that the reason he signed with TNA is because, you know, the exciting young guys out there like Morgan and so forth. So
I think he just likes the lighter work schedule and the more money.
Yes. It is very light out there in TNA.
I'm never getting tired.
But it was great stuff from that pay-per-view, I must say. Slammiversary was very, very entertaining. Great matches. And that entire arena was non-stop cheering, kind of similar to when they were down here in Miami, Florida for that Monday Night Raw, just non-stop cheering. It seems like the fans are getting more into it, although not on TV, but in the arenas. You know, the chantings are just going off the walls every time
mm-hmm.
I listen to it, you know?
Well, I mean, but everybody's not, you know, I mean, in order to be a great business person or a great athlete or what have you, you can never be fully satisfied. So, yeah, the cheers may be there, but they're going to want more and more and something that's just going to keep elevating, you know?
That's right. All right, Johnny, let's get a hold of Pablo Marquez, who wrestled in ECW. And he will be wrestling this weekend and TCW against another ECW original and WWE star, Stevie Richards, part of the BWO. And he'll be
Hello.
A three-way dance. Pablo, how are you, sir? Welcome to the Roman Show with Johnny Knockout and Rodolfo Roman.
Thank you for having me, guys. It's a pleasure.
Good to have
awesome,
you.
Awesome, Pablo. Pablo, let's talk about this great event happening this weekend here in South Florida, actually in Coral Springs, Florida. At the 2501 Coral Springs. You're going to be in a three-way
Drive,
dance.
Yes.
You know, Coral Springs Drive. You're going to be in a three-way dance. You, Sally Boy, and Stevie Richards. And the doors open at 7 p.m. You can get your ticket at ccwevents.com. Pablo, tell us about this match, man. It's Stevie Richards, a guy who was in the WWE. You yourself were out there, too. So you got two vets, along with Sally Boy, who has been in South Florida or in Florida in general for some time.
Well, believe it or not, Sally Boy still works for TNA backstage. You know, he's been there for the last couple of years. He was there he's still there, like, ever since it started. So, like, you know, you don't keep a job in TNA not doing nothing, you know, by being a dummy, you know, so he knows what he's doing. He's been around. Stevie Richards has been around forever. But, you know, I don't have to take a backseat to these guys because I've been everywhere. You know, a lot of people might not know who I am, but I've been everywhere, Mexico, Japan, Puerto Rico, WWE, ECW, and this Saturday night in Coral Springs, CCW Summer Showdown, I would be in the main event for the vacant CCW title, and I'm going up against Sally Boy and Stevie Richards, and I won't let any of my fans down. I am going to be the new CCW champion, guaranteed.
Now, can you let us know why the title is vacant?
Well, I believe Cahagas won the NWA National title at the NWA Ring Warriors. And, you know, he's been traveling all over. He's been in Texas, he's been in Memphis, he's been traveling pretty much all over the 50 states. And, you know, he pretty much relinquished the belt. You know, he's moved on to other things. So I'm happy for him, you know.
Gotcha. Well, Pablo, as you mentioned, you've wrestled for ECW, WWE. You were also a trainer in Puerto Rico, along with Super Crazy. You've been all over the world, and here in South Florida, you run your pro wrestling school. So you definitely have your hands in the sport of this business. And with that being said, how have you seen it change throughout the years, Pablo?
Well, yeah, I think it's changed a lot throughout the years. You know, I think that the young guys, they got it a little bit better than what we did. You know, I'm running a place called the Main Event Training Center here in South Florida in Oakland Park. This place has AC, very clean, you know, brand spanking new ring. I have investors that have thrown money in it. you know, we're doing, we're pretty much, you know, I remember one time I would always ask Sabu when I was broken in, when I was first breaking in, hey, Sabu, why do people do this? Why do people that? And his response would be, it took me 7 years for me to learn how to do this. Why should I just go up and tell you? You know, why should I just tell you? It took me 7 years to do it. You know, whereas now, you know, I tell these students, hey, you know, you got to do this, you got to play a game, you got to do that. You know, I tell them everything what to do. So I think it's a lot easier now, you know. And, you know, I think it's, you know, I think it's always, you know, I'm an old school kind of guy, you know. I broke in the old school way, and I think it's probably better that way. But, you know, times have changed, and, you know, you know, I'm just providing the little bit of input I have in the wrestling business. I'm just, you know, trying to pass it on, you know.
Gotcha. And we've seen you here wrestle a couple of companies, like NWA, Ring Warriors. I know you're out there during that WrestleMania weekend, and I know they're going to have a show in July 14th, if I'm correct.
Yeah, July 14th, Hollywood Heat Wave, yes.
And you're going to be a part of that as well.
Yeah, I'm going to be a part of that. You know, Howard Brody, Paul Jones, Peter DiNucci, they run the NWA Ring Warriors. They, you know, a very good, very, very good company, and they're running it very professionally. You know, Howard Brody, he's been around for, you know, for the last 30 years, promoting shows all over the world. You know, and he's bringing something different to South Florida. And I'm going to be part of that only because I get along very well with these guys. And, you know, I think they respect that I've been around for a long time. And, you know, good things are going to come out of that.
Johnny, you have a question for Pablo Marquez.
Yes, I do. What's up, Pablo? This is Johnny Knockout. How are you?
Hey, Johnny Knockout. How are you? Good to hear your voice, my friend.
Oh, same here, man. Hey, I'm real excited for you for this upcoming Triple Threat match. And, you know, it sounds like you have a really good head on your shoulders. And, obviously, you know, hearing from you speaking, that you got some experience on your side, too. You have different styles, Japan, Puerto Rico, and you've been all throughout the U.S. You've worked with the biggest companies. And my thing is, without giving too much of your strategy away, what are you doing to prepare for this match? Because obviously a triple threat match, you need eyes in the front and the back of your head, you know. So, and you got two experienced guys like a Sally Boy and even the likes of Stevie Richards. So, you know, you're going to have a lot of stiff competition in there. What are you doing differently, and what are you going to expect to bring to the table in order to, you know, gain this championship belt? Because it sounds to me that you're very confident.
I am very confident. You know, the last couple of weeks, you know, I don't know if anybody knows, but I've been training Alberto the Real's little brother, who just signed a contract with the WWE. He's going to be reporting to SCW pretty soon. I've been training with him for the last 6 months. And what people don't know is that Alberto the Real, he's been coming to the main event training center. His dad, Dos Caras, has been coming to the main event training center. So, you know, I've been training very hard with them. You know, on my wind, the last couple months I've been hurt, so I haven't been able to do much. But, you know, just recently I've been training very hard, and you know, they're in for a surprise when come this Saturday.
That's awesome, man. I mean, you know, guy with the likes of Del Rio, and obviously it's going to go throughout his family, are real legit fighters, and some of them shoot fighters. You know, so they obviously know what they're doing inside the four posts, man. So you got to
all those Mexicans are just tough. You know, I met a lot of tough Mexicans. You know,
no, I actually like the style of Del Rio too. It sucks to see that he just recently got a concussion, so he's out of the heavyweight match. But you know, can we assume that you're bringing that hard hitting, kicking, striking style to this match coming up?
Yeah, you know, I am actually. A lot of people don't know that, but believe it or not, back in my day, you know, I've actually done shoot fights. You know, I fought once in Okinawa, Japan, and I fought once in Puerto Rico, a legit shoot fights, you know. I'm a little older now. My life's a little bit different now, so, like, I wouldn't think of doing something like that now. But, yeah, I've been training hard. I've been cutting weight. I've been lifting weights. I've been working on my cardio. You know, I'm always in the ring 3-4 nights a week. So I've been keeping myself in shape. You know, I just turned 39. I'm actually the youngest guy in the match. But I think I've taken the most abuse, you know. But, you know, I've been training very hard, and, you know, come this Saturday, they're in for a surprise, or a rude awakening, actually.
Well, That's awesome, man. And confidence is the key to anything in life. So, you know, it seems like you're all, you know, dead set and ready to go, man. I wish you the best, but it seems like you're at your best. So I think it's going to be a nice match, man, and we'll definitely be checking it out.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I hope to see you guys there.
Absolutely. Hey, Pablo, last night, Monday Night Raw, they ran this ECW commercial running a DVD that's coming out, some of the unreleased footage of the company. Tell us about the good old days there at ECW, man. I mean, what was the locker room like back then?
You know what? I just finished breaking in. Literally, I broke it in 94, late 94, when I started training. And literally 3-4 months as I began training, you know, I was contacted. I worked a show in Pennsylvania somewhere, and Tommy Dreamer happened to be there. Him and Paul Heyman happened to be there. And they invited me to the actual next show they had in the ECW Arena. And things just happened so quick for me. Like, I was brand spanking new. You know, looking back at it now, I probably should have never been there. You know, I was too brand new. But at the time, you know, I had a lot of confidence in myself, and I was always eager to learn. I never had an ego. You know, whenever they would tell me, hey, you got to do this, you got to do that, I had no problems with it. I was happy to be there. I was learning from people like Sabu, from Perry Saturn. But I was just breaking in, you know. I did a lot of mistakes, you know, like I would complain a lot. You know, whenever they would tell me, hey, you got a 3-minute match. I was like, oh, man, I want a 10-minute match. And these are guys that have been around the business at the time, like 10 years already, you know. So they didn't want to hear a fucking young punk, a young punk, you know, whine and complain. And, you know, it was just very good memories, you know. Getting to work with Rob Van Dam and Perry Saturn and Taz. You know, I got to work with the great Sasuke when I was there. I got to work with everyone on the roster. It was just good memories, you know, it was a learning experience. But it was great. It was great. You know, I went to train for the world. As a matter of fact, you know, a funny thing, because when I was asked to work the following show at the ECW arena back in 95, me and this guy named Reckless Youth, I don't know if you've ever heard of him. Me and this guy named Reckless Youth, me and him broke in together, and he was like a guy that, I mean, he was way ahead of his time. This guy was like phenomenal. Why he never made it is like, because beyond my, I don't know why he never made it, but he was a hell of a talent. And me and him were actually invited on the same day to start. But he chose not to go because he felt that they weren't going to use him properly, and he wanted to come in as a name. And I said, you know, I'm going to go for it, because what do I got to lose? I got nothing to lose, everything to gain. And you know, I had because of that small time I was in ECW. When I went to Puerto Rico a year later, like I came in with a big reputation, and I worked ECW. That was like a big deal back then, you know. But it was great experience. I went training for the world. I got to work with Paul Heyman. I got to work with Todd Gordon. You know, it was just lifetime memories, guys. Lifetime memories.
And working with the likes of Taz, you know, training with these guys. And I remember watching those commercials, and maybe you yourself watched it too, Johnny. You know, the School of Hard Knocks, or the Hardcore Gym, they called it. House of Hardcore. How hardcore was this place?
You know, funny thing, because, you know, I was stretched all the time. You know, I remember one time Perry Saturn and Taz, they stretched me so hard, like they hurt me. And I remember, you know, I at the time I was a 19-year-old kid, you know, so like, you know, I remember them hurting me, you know, really being rough on me in training. But but they were such professionals, dude, you know, that in the actual match, you know, they would beat me up in actual training. But when it came to the actual match, you know, they would be easy on me. They wouldn't try to hurt me. But, you know, they hurt me so bad during training that I remember one time I like, they dislocated my shoulder during training, and you know when I would wrestle with them in the actual show, they would be very light with me, like they wouldn't hurt me. They were just very professionals, you know. And you know, I came to realize later that, you know, they want to have good matches in front of a crowd. You know, they didn't want to hurt me, but at the time, you know, I had my guard up. But you know, I never said no to any of their suplexes when they want their suplex down on top of my head, or the total elimination. You know, they couldn't help but to want to help me, because I had such a good attitude, you know, at the time, being so young and being so dumb and just wanted, you know, like you know, my mentality was like, I couldn't wait to get hurt. I couldn't wait to feel like a wrestler, you know, just breaking in. Whereas nowadays, a guy, you know, I train a guy, and he doesn't want to, and he's like reluctant to do something. And I tell him, hey, dude, you know, why don't you do this? Oh, I don't want to get hurt. And, you know, and when I'm broken, I couldn't wait to get hurt. I couldn't wait to feel like a wrestler. But, you know, they're very, you know, true professionals. They, you know, they stretch me, and at the time I hated them. But, you know, I see why they did it now, why it was necessary for them to really choke me during practice so I could know how to sell it properly, something that I couldn't do today. You know, I couldn't actually physically choke a guy and, you know, and try to hurt him. And I couldn't do that to nowadays because, they will leave. They won't come back, you know. Whereas, you know, back then, you know, they really choked me. They really wanted me to sell what it was like for me to sell that choke, you know. Yeah. So it was all a very learning experience is what it was.
Right. And I want to mention real quickly that for those on live, we cut off, but you can catch the rest of the interview on the archives. Pablo, so just want to make a quick mention about your match coming up this Friday Saturday night. Sorry, at
Doors yeah, Saturday
at
night,
7 p.m. at the Coral Springs Gymnasium. That's 2501 Coral Springs Drive in Coral Springs, Florida. And you can get your tickets at ccwevents.com. And it's the triple threat match there. Stevie Richards, Sally Boy, and Pablo Marquez for the vacant CCW Heavyweight Championship title. Well, Pablo, thank you so very much, man, for joining us. And anything else you'd like to add? You have a Twitter?
I don't. I just recently opened a Facebook account too, only because I was never a social media type of guy. But I just recently opened up a Facebook. You can look me up at PabloMarquez94@yahoo.com. You know, I want you guys to check out the Main Event Training Center, professional wrestling school we have here in Oakland Park, Florida. You know, top of the line, state of the art facility where anyone wants to become a pro wrestler, please give me a call, 954-299-7852. Or please look at me at PabloMarquez94@yahoo.com. Please come this Saturday, CCWevents.com. Keep an eye on the NWA Ring Warriors. And, you know, thank you for having me, guys. It was a pleasure.
Oh, it was great having you too, man. It was an awesome interview. I learned a lot from you today.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, you guys ever want to come down to school and check it out, you guys are more than welcome.
The CCW, is that Combat Championship Wrestling? Because I wrestle.
No, Combat Zone Wrestling is CCW. Cat Zebra Wrestling. This is Coastal Championship Wrestling.
Okay, all Coastal Championship. Okay, I'm familiar with them too. I think I have one of the owners on my Facebook. So
funny thing, because I broke in with that guy, John Sanger, the guy who actually made Combat Zone Wrestling. I actually broke in with the guy the same year.
Very cool. Yeah, I was wrestling with them down in 2010. So not bad, man. Cool.
So you guys are more than welcome to come to the Main Event Training Center whenever you guys come.
Absolutely. I'm in New York right now, but when I'm down in Florida, man, I'll look you up for sure. And if you got the Facebook, I'll reach out to you later tonight.
Sounds good, buddy. Yeah, keep in touch.
All right. Good to have you.
Well, Paula, thanks, man. Thanks so much, and we hope to see you this Saturday, sir.
Thank you, bud. Pleasure, guys. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, Johnny, well, that pretty much does it for us. We spoke so much here in this program with Pablo Marquez. Unfortunately, Robert Anthony will not be on the program, but will be on perhaps the following or the one before the Resistance Pro Show. But, Johnny, your final thought?
Honestly, I think Pablo, what he was saying about just the stretching and, you know, the training, it was like twofold. I mean, number one, you know, even today's day, I'll go a little bit tougher on a guy if I'm, you know, a little bit more experienced and I'm training a guy in the ring. And, you know, just basically to weed out the people that shouldn't be there or don't really want to be there. And also, just like Pablo was saying, you know, to get stretched out, to be, you know, really physically go through some gruesome training. You know, because the best wrestlers are most conditioned wrestlers. You know, the guys that really want to be there, the guys that will get knocked down and get back up. You know, when I was at WWE tapings and I was, you know, I had my match, believe it or not, ECW match at the time for WWE. During practice, I mean, man, I was getting my ass handed to me. And every time I got up, they're like, "You all right?" I'm like, "Yes, I am. Of course I'm all right," you know. So, but I know that it was a test. And, you know, anybody that wants to be there is just going to stand up with a smile. So I'm glad that we had a chance to talk with Pablo tonight and to gain some more insight on that aspect, you know.
That's right. Well, guys, and tune in tomorrow at 10 p.m. We're going to have George Denanaval of CFA Promotions. They're going to have an event here on June 30th, Mixed Martial Arts. They have a great card set up for you, lined up. And we'll also touch base as far as the UFC's visit to South Florida and as far as their attendance, because it wasn't that well, unfortunately. And the following Tuesday, Joey Ryan from TNA's Gut Check will be on the program, along with we're working on getting UFC veteran Steve Bruno on Wednesday of the following week here in the program to talk about his upcoming fight. Johnny, thanks
awesome.
So very much
for joining me, like always, sir. Yeah, I want to thank Melanie and even Dave Goldstein himself, and hopefully he sobers up a little bit more. And I want to thank Pablo Marquez for being here as well. And guys, go check them out. And, you know, if I could do a little shameless plugging of my own, stay tuned to Facebook.com, the Johnny Knockout Reality, and follow me on Twitter at JKR Reality, because I'm not going to give too much away, but I got some very, very interesting things coming up, and I want people to check out, because every day is evolving, man, and it's the evolution of retribution, and I'm coming back better than ever and back with a vengeance. So, but thanks. It was good being back, Roman. Pretty
yes,
sure.
sir, and we'll be back. Yes, sir, and we'll be back next Tuesday. I think, hold on. Goldstein?
You're still here?
Goldstein? Yeah, hold on a second. This is the odd one.
Hello?
You never
heard of Roman? Shit.
Hello?
Yes, this is Roman.
Yeah, it's him. Goldstein?
Hey. Yes.
Are you still awake?
Are you drunk, Goldstein?
Wait a minute. We have another phone call here. Hello, caller, you're on the air. Hello?
Well,
you're on the air in the Roman show. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air in the Roman show.
Yeah. I kind of got tired of listening to this pathetic version of a radio show, and especially such a female like Johnny Knockout taking up my old spot, and then hearing this goofball that I used to pay top dollar to be my attorney to embarrass me.
What?
As my former attorney. Let me explain something to you guys. Let me explain something to you guys.
Am I having some problems here? What, Johnny, what the heck is going on here?
I knew I smelled corn dogs. I knew it was that stinky.
Wait a second.
Let me explain something.
Wait a minute.
Let me explain something. You can stutter all you want.
Explain yourself.
You can stutter all you want, Roman, but as far as the fans are concerned, they demanded me, and you said that I was in a different venue when you didn't even try to call.
Fans?
So let's,
you don't have fans?
Let me explain something. Something that you plug into the wall is not what we're talking about. We're talking about real-life people
that enjoy what we say. I'm sure you don't have those.
Wait a minute. You are supposed to be at MetLife Stadium, from what I understand, cleaning the bathrooms and hopefully grabbing some of the disposal of John Cena. And that is as close as you're going to get to the professional wrestlers. What in the heck are you doing on the show?
Well, as far as the last time I checked, I think you're confusing me with your freaking mother. So don't be telling me who I am.
Wait, you baked nice chocolate chip cookies?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, Johnny. You shut up because you're a waste of sperm. Okay? You.
This is the worst writing I've ever heard in my life.
Very, very respectively and evenly laced. Hashtag
but
sperm.
Either way.
I'm not a sperm.
Johnny, I think what's going wrong here.
The show. You can't talk about sperm on a show like
this.
Yeah.
Come on, this is a professional show. Isn't that a joke?
Sperm?
Yeah.
Last time I checked, it sounds like a delivery pizza guy calling in here.
What the heck is going on here? Where's your low IQ?
Listen there, Cage. Your breath smells like a combination of corn dogs and sperm. So you might want to go grab a toothbrush. Hashtag Colgate.
I'm going to make the, and you still sound like a retard laughing. But anyway, let me actually just make this short and sweet.
Johnny, he has been on for 5 minutes, and the 5 minutes, all effort is, let me tell you something.
He keeps saying, let me tell you something, and I'm not hearing anything.
Go ahead. I'll give you your 2 minutes of shame.
Funny part is, you call yourself professional, but then again, you interrupt people?
Actually, we have a Mr. Professional, and that was your replacement.
So,
his name is
yes.
Randall Villa Fame, and he's awesome,
yes, sir.
And he never talks about sperm.
No.
Which we
and,
like to keep it that way.
And much
and never,
respect
never
to
stutters.
Pablo Marquez. As
never,
a matter of fact,
stutters.
I have no issues. I have no issues with Pablo Marquez whatsoever, Johnny.
Well,
he's like
he has
a mucus in his throat.
He comes to your house and stretch you, buddy.
Come again?
He has a lot of mucus in his throat, Johnny. Or
what's
it could be,
this,
you know, that.
Come again? What is wrong
I
with you?
I don't know. All right.
We need to,
Johnny, let's
we
just,
to cut
let's
his
just
mic.
Let him speak. Let's let him speak. Although,
okay.
His, you know, his thought, it's really supposed to take 10 seconds. Will take 3 minutes because of the stuttering and the choking. But go ahead, Cage.
No. All I just wanted to come on here was to speak to Johnny. Not to you, not to Dave Goldstein, which I don't even know if he's still on the line or not. But Dave Goldstein, no, I don't care, actually. The reason I'm calling, Johnny, is because you went on to one of my posts the other day and said that now that I'm coming back, that you have all the reason to nag on me all over again. I want to see you try to do that.
Honestly, the reason why you're not around is because you couldn't take all the insults. I mean, it's just not insults, it's honesty.
So Johnny, you've been collectively
crying for the past 3 months in a corner somewhere. You want to come back? You want to go into exile for another 3 months? Is that what you're saying?
Well,
what are you talking about, Johnny? What is he talking about coming back? Coming back here?
I don't
here?
Know.
Are
all
you,
this, all
are you
coming
still
and going and sperm talk. It's kind of it's Greek to me.
Still,
I don't talk about that stuff.
Yeah, man.
Let me explain something
to
you.
MetLife Stadium and try to pick up some underwears from the rest. Well, go ahead.
What
is your thought?
Well, long story short, Johnny, I want to see you try. You don't have to worry about what I'm talking about, Mr. Roman.
Johnny Knockout tries nothing. I'm a doer, baby.
So what is this
you coming back?
What are you talking about? What are you talking
about? You don't have to worry about anything, Mr. Roman.
If you're coming on the show and you're saying coming back, you got to explain what coming back is all about.
You could talk to your little paddle boys. They know everything. They know exactly what
paddle boys.
Exactly.
Fucking riding a canoe now, paddle boys.
Hey, I could care less. You could laugh, guys, all you want.
Thank you. Go ahead and laugh all you want.
No, but
just keep
in
mind, we're laughing with you. We're laughing at you.
Yes.
Well, no,
go ahead. Finish your thought, Cage.
You could go ahead and laugh at me all you want. In the end, Mr. Roman's the liar, Dave Goldstein is the drunk, and you're just a faggot with long hair.
Yes,
Cage.
I know. Thank you. I'm like Solomon in the Bible, baby. This hair is like strength to me.
Yeah, it's just...
Where's your biblical references, huh? You're like the court jester. It's somebody that needs to have tomatoes thrown at him.
The funny part is, Johnny... is that he tried to finish a thought that would literally take us like 5 seconds.
Yeah,
and it took like
done.
10 minutes. And all I heard was... it's like retard strength. What the hell is this, man?
Stuttering Cage.
Oh,
go clear the toilet. Go run on the mop somewhere. You witch.
Oh, thank God we're not live. Oh, that was a surprise, man. That really was a surprise, Johnny. I think he hanged up.
It was good to have Cage back. I needed to get a few extra laughs at his expense.
Yeah, and his coming and going and this and that. And,
and sperm talk. What was that
what
about?
What a show. Johnny, man, always a pleasure, and we'll do it next Tuesday.
Absolutely, man. I'm looking forward to it. Anything can happen.
I am, and let's see if this guy calls back again.
I doubt it.
You know what we can do? You know what we can do, Johnny? I want to personally invite.
Coffee?
No, well, aside from that, I want to personally invite Stephen Cage on a one-on-one interview here in the Roman Show. Why he truly left the show.
And I want to hear about the so-called fans he has.
Yes, and I want to hear the fans he still. Yeah, I want
to
hear those so-called fans. You're right about that, Johnny.
That's
news
to me. I have the JKO Army. Who does he have?
He has no one.
You have the Romanite. That's my little Andrew Dice Clay impression.
So, Cage, if you're listening, come on the show if you have the guts. One-on-one interview. Yeah. We'll give him some core dogs to eat while he's getting interviewed. Face-to-face, gloves off, I'm calling you out on the show for a one-on-one interview. Let's see if you're man enough to take the calling.
He's calling you out, man. Don't choke on this one.
I hope he doesn't. Let's do it next week, Johnny.
Hell yeah.
Good night,
folks. I'll see you on the other side. Good night.
Yes, sir. Good night, folks. Go Heat. Hey, Johnny, I was really shocked at that call, man.
Yeah, that was totally unexpected.
Yeah,
Are we still on the air?
Yeah, we're still on the air.
I'm so confused. I hear the Larry,
really,
man. It's like doing the double goodbye, you know, like the Larry David style, double goodbye. It's so uncomfortable. But it's good to talk to you still.
I don't need a ghost season. Did you expect that phone call?
No, I was speechless.
You just got to drink some more.
But,
wow, I was shocked, man. I really
that was great to hear that.
I didn't know I could say this, but Goldstein, we found somebody that makes even less sense than you.
Well, but at least I don't think like him.
Right? Yeah.
And the funny part is I don't even think he was acting. He really was doing the... Oh, man. Good night, guys, man. Enjoy the game.